And it's hour number four of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. I thought we would spend this hour, which we're usually down in the alley, and we will be this hour. I'm going to work through some sides that were recorded on the New York label, the Fire label, Bobby Robinson's label. There were a lot of things that Bobby Robinson did in the short span of the life of the label that were not blues, a lot of doo-wop things included there, but there also was enough blues and R&B things that we can provide some interesting listening for the next 60 minutes. Some well-known players here, Tar Heel Slim, also Buster Brown, Big Boy Crudup, Lightning Hopkins. Best known in the label in terms of blues was Elmore James. Let's grab a couple. Elmore on the Fire label.
My baby's gone and left me. I'm gonna do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna do that and get me a mojo hand. I'm gonna fix my woman so she can't have no other man. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. Cold ground was my bed last night. Rocks was my pillow too. I woke up this morning, I was wondering, what in the world am I gonna do? I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I lay down thinking, about me a mojo hand. I didn't want to fix my woman so she can't have no other man. But don't let your woman fix you like mine fix me. Don't let your woman, boy, fix you like mine fix me. She make a fool about her, oh, about it a fool can be. Woman act funny when she got another man. Can't a woman act funny when she got another man? You know she won't look straight at you. This is always raising sand. Going tomorrow, but I won't be gone long. I'm going tomorrow, but I won't be gone very long. I'm gonna give me a mojo hand. I'm gonna bring it back home. That's what I'm gonna do.
Mom got mad at Papa. Everybody was whining when Papa was gone. Mama got mad at Papa when everybody was whining when Papa was gone. Didn't wonder why Mama got mad, cause Papa didn't bring no coffee home.
There's Lightning Hopkins from November of 1960, Mojo Hand, and Coffee for Mama, both of them recorded for the Fire label. Before that, Elmore James and some great, very late Elmore. These were done in 1959, if I'm not mistaken. Elmore James' Sunnyland Train, and then Something Inside of Me. And he was recording for Bobby Robinson and the Fire label right up till the time of his death in 1963. So what we're doing this hour, listening to recordings that were on the Fire label, and we've got a lot of them here. We've done Elmore James and Lightning Hopkins. You know who else resurrected their career was Big Boy Crudup. He recorded for Victor throughout the late 30s and the 40s. The early 50s. Let's check out a couple of sides by Big Boy Crudup, and then a guy who recorded almost exclusively for Fire label was Buster Brown.
Now this world is in an uproar. Singing a song, the way these reds is cutting up, ain't gonna be long. I might dig myself a hole, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. Now they take me to the riverfront to cross the deep blue sea. My baby's wondering, man, what become of me? I might dig myself a cave, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. That's all right for you. That's all right now, mama. Any way you do, I might dig myself a cave, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. You know I love my baby, and I want her for myself. If I go to war, she got to get somebody else. I might dig myself a cave, move my baby down in the ground. You know when I come out, there won't be no walls around. past that mean old Frisco, low down San Diego. Don took my babe away, man, and blowed back out on me. I was standing, yes, looking, watching that southern whistle blow. Yes, I'm standing looking, watching that southern whistle blow. Now she didn't catch that southern. Lord, now where did the woman go? Lord, I ain't got no special rider here. Lord, I ain't got no special rider here. I'm a leave, 'cause I don't feel welcome here. Lord, I wonder if she rants or if I write. Lord, I wonder she'll answer if I write. Now I wonder, will my baby come home tonight? Well, now that's all right, mama. Baby, that's all right for you, yes. That's all right, any way you do. Well, now that's all right, any way you do.
All right, a couple of different artists on the Fire label there. First, a couple of sides by Big Boy Crudup, sort of a resurrection of his career after many years at Victor. From 1962, Mean Old Frisco and Dig Myself a Hole, sort of interesting because he did these recordings, and immediately after this, Bob Kester picked him up for the Delmark label. Big Boy Crudup, guitar and vocal. And then we listened to Buster Brown, a couple of sides on the Fire label. From 1960, Don't Dog Your Woman, June 1959, Dr. Brown. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing, and what we're trying to do this hour are listening to sides that were, pardon me, originally issued on the Fire label, Bobby Robinson. I don't know a whole lot about Bobby Robinson. A lot of people are Bobby Robinson enthusiasts. I guess he had a record store in New York City and did a lot of things that are not blues, a lot of doo-wop stuff that we probably would never play. But there's some great things. I went through the catalog to see if we could find enough to fill an hour here. And up next, we got some stuff that we don't always get around to. How about Willis Gator Tail Jackson is here, and he's accompanied by Bill Jennings on guitar, and that's always a swinging time.
a tall, handsome guy. And Jack, he really knows how to dress. He wears nothing but the best at no times that money can buy. I've watched him so often pay as high as $100 just for one necktie. He was something to look at when he came on the scene. Jack, that cat was clean. He used to change his vines at least 7 times a day. And what he paid for them, Jim wasn't. Like one vine alone cost the cat $3,000. And he had $250,000 rings. And he wore one on each hand. Jack, that cat was clean. When Bobo walked down the street, he'd sweep the average woman right off her feet. And another thing I like about it, Jim, that cat was built. And the shirt she wore cost a grand a piece, handmade out of pure Japanese silk. Jack, that cat was clean. He had coal black hair and his teeth was white as snow. The chicks used to scream when Bobo walked in the door. He'd sometimes smile and give the girls a wink. And the top coat he was wearing was hand-stitched, fur-lined, out of pure genuine. Jack, that cat was clean. He had a pair of shoes. I ain't never seen a pair like that. And what he used to wear with them was a pair of silk slacks, cost him $7 and a $500 genuine Panama hat. Jack, that cat was clean. The gloves he wore must have cost him $800 a pair, and he had a pair to match everything that he'd wear. And every time he went out, I don't care when, you'd always see him wearing that $70,000 stick pin. Jack, that cat was clean. I got a long-distance call late yesterday. Yeah, you guessed it all right. It was from Bobo. And he said he just bought a jet and he was headed this way. So here's a tip to all you so-called playboys. With them fine queens, you better get them out of sight before Bobo comes on the scene. Because the way that cat dresses Jim and with his dough, if he hit on one of them, ain't no way in the world she can say no. Because that cat will be clean, clean, clean. Ooh-wee! That cat will be clean.
I'm getting tired of waking out every day, coming home, finding my 17 never done. All you do is play rock and roll records and have yourself a whole lot of fun. You're even too lazy to go in the kitchen and fix your own 17. But just let me come home for work and fix something, and you the first one to pull up a chair to eat, and I'm getting tired of it. Getting tired of it. And if you don't straighten up and fly right, somebody's got to go. You know I'm the one who brung you here from Barefoot, Tennessee. It seemed like since you got in the city, trying to make a fool out of me. I knew I never should have brought you to the big city. Now I'm sorry that I did. Cause every time you see one of these city boys in a Cadillac with a processed head, you almost slip your lid. And I'm getting tired of it. Woman, I'm getting tired of it. And if you don't straighten up and fly right, somebody's got to go. Sometime, woman, I don't think you're paying attention to a word I said. And another thing that bugs me, you're too lazy to comb your doggone head. But you better listen to me and pick up on this tip. Because I've been talking with the boys down where I work, and I done got hip, and I'm getting tired of it. Yes, woman, I'm getting tired of it. And if you don't straighten up and fly right, somebody's got to go. Well, I don't want to start thinking funny, 'cause I got to go to work and leave you here alone. But yesterday when I got home, I found my last white shirt was gone. I know the mailman didn't grab it, 'cause he always chunks the mail over the fence. I know the TV man didn't take it, 'cause that's my brother-in-law. It wouldn't make no kind of sense. I know the ice man didn't get it, 'cause I just bought a brand new Frigidaire. But you better start telling me something, woman, before you be minus of some of your hair. And I want the real story, and I want to know just how it was done. 'Cause if I thought another cat across this door here beside me, I would explode like an atomic bomb. That's why I'm getting tired of it. Yes, woman, I'm getting tired of it. And if you don't straighten up and fly right, somebody's got to go.
Thank you.
let's break in here. We're listening to Sides on Bobby Robinson's Fire label based in New York City. We started with a pair, Willis Gator Tail Jackson and Bill Jennings teamed together. First, Good to the Bone, and then Making It from 1959. Then we listened to a guy by the name of Al Pittman, who recorded under the pseudonym Dr. Horse. I don't know if that's a reference to heroin. Isn't that what they used to call heroin in the old days? Or if he played the horses, but he was Dr. Horse, Al Pittman. And one I always liked a lot, Jack, That Cat Was Clean. And then the other tune that he did there, I'm Tired of It, from the year 1960. So, Willis Gator Tail Jackson, Dr. Horse, and then we listened to a pair by Wild Jimmy Spruill from 1959. First, Hard Grind, and then a thing called Kansas City March. You're tuned to Blues Before Sunrise, and we're listening to sides that were on Bobby Robinson's Fire label. And among the better-known players that were on the label were Tar Heel Slim and his wife at the time, Little Ann. Let's pick up a couple of sides by Tar Heel Slim and Ann.
Lock me in your heart, yeah. Throw away the key. If that's where you want me, that's where I want to be. The sun lights up in daytime, the moon lights up at night. My heart lights up like a ball of fire. Whenever you're in sight, lock me in your heart.
But I walked out the door. Said I'd never come back no more. I walked out the door. Said I'd never come back no more. But
yeah, Tar Heel Slim and his wife, Little Ann, couple sides there, Lock Me in Your Heart from 1959, and from 1962, Can't Stay Away. Hey, you know, I've got a record here. This is sort of weird. When I first made the scene in the early 70s, like 72 and 73, Mighty Joe Young was all over Chicago. He backed his own band. He backed Coco Taylor. He backed Jimmy Dawkins. You go out and see him three or four nights a week in Chicago. Here's a record that Mighty Joe Young did for Bobby Robinson and the Fury label. And let's see, this was done in 1961. I think this is the best thing I've ever heard him do. I believe that's Mighty Joe Young, Empty Arms, from 1961, also on the Fire label. Well, I hope you've enjoyed this hour trying to sort through some of the blues sides on the Fire label. We're going to pause and identify the station. We'll be back with hour number five, including our soul breakfast at the top. To take us up to station ID, how about Johnny Acey. I don't know if we'll play. We'll do one of them for sure and maybe part of another one. Again, it's Johnny Acey, the Fire label, to take us out.